there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's winner-take-all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, Brian, let's take a look at some of the other names on this list. I know we've talked recently about, you know, Graham Barton at Duke. Let's maybe look at some. What's that?
His shoulder. You know, Graham Barton. I talked to a scout real quick, and I'm sorry, Bob. I keep interrupting.
No, you're good.
Go ahead. Over time, and I'm like, I'm always interrupting. And I apologize. But Graham Barton, in his pro day, he's dealing with a shoulder. No punch, no bench press.
Yeah,
and he's trying to rehab a shoulder, but he went through all the other workout stuff. I wonder if on people's boards that Graham Barton is now becoming center one.
You know, yeah.
That's
as a guy who hasn't played center since freshman year.
There you go.
But it's impressive. It has impressive tape. And I think there's stuff that you can project there. And I think that he's an intelligent player. And he's
highly intelligent.
I really love the athleticism. Yeah. Look, when you're talking about on the interior, for me, I don't want the Osiris Torrance concrete feet guy on the interior in this day and age. I want the guy who can get up to the second level. Because if you're gonna give me somebody who's got the heavy feet and linebackers are gonna be able to dip around him with athleticism, then to me it's like, okay, what good is it if you can maul the linebacker if you can't reach him? And so Barton to me is a guy who I feel good about his ability to get to the second level. But let's take a look at some of these other positions that maybe we haven't focused as much on. I want to talk about Edgerrin Cooper at Texas A&M. A guy who, man, when you talk about explosiveness and violence and not to me, at least in the, when I think of guys who we talk about, you know, running downhill and hitting big, like in recent history, maybe think of like Jalen Smith or Malik Jefferson or some of these guys who it feels like they were a little bit of guessers. They didn't always see it right. It was more guessing. I feel like Edgerrin Cooper sees it the right way a lot of the time. It's not just guessing with him, but a guy who plays hair on fire, a lot of physicality, smart football player. I would love it if Edgerrin Cooper was a guy that they would be able to get in the second round. I think they're in kind of a purgatory position with him where he's going to go after they pick at 24 and before they pick at 56. But Brian, in general, your thoughts on Edgerrin Cooper out of Texas A&M, the linebacker.
This kid might be overshown is who this is.
Yeah.
It's 6'2", 230 pounds. I mean, You will see there's, as you mentioned, Bobby, there's no wasted movements or steps with this guy. He makes things happen around the ball. He's got a physical side to his game. There's some pop to his tackles. He's got some snaps where he's not accounted for and he's punishing the quarterback. He plays downhill. He's not going to let the ball carrier get away from him. He's got some impressive pass rush numbers too. 10 sacks in the linebacker position with a bunch of pressures. He's got a feel for how to attack the pocket. He might be maxed out weight-wise at 230. But, man, he can hold his own with bigger blockers. I love the way he finishes. This kid's got a chance to really – and you're right. I think Dallas is – if you really, really like him, you're probably going to have to draft him at 24 because I don't think he gets to you at 56. I just don't. Now, I will say this, Bobby. there's a name that they're going to bring in, or we'll see if they bring in. I'm assuming they are. Is Travion Wallace from Kentucky? Mm-hmm. Have you had a chance to look at him at all?
I have not watched him yet. But okay. Yeah, I know you're talking about Trevin Wallace. At
Trevin
Kentucky.
Wallace. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Trevin Wallace. My bad. I you know me. I'm a hack with these names.
I know Nicole Hutchinson at DallasCowboys.com yes. had mentioned him.
I think she's on to this one. I think she's on to this one. This guy's 6'1", he's 237 pounds. And you watch him play, it doesn't take long to find this guy on film. If you didn't know his number, you would say, who's the guy making all the tackles? And that's him. At that size, he's quick to trigger, downhill, playing on the move, reads quickly, fills, covers ground, finish. There's a plaster factor to his game because when he hits guys, he's plastering them. And I think guys feel it when he hits them. He is smooth in coverage. He's got a feel for where he needs to be, usually around the ball. He knows how to get in the throwing lanes. He's got to be careful how aggressive he is at times so he doesn't get fooled on play actions or running plays. But, man, he's a young guy. He's only 21 years old. But the way that he plays, you swear he's been doing it all his life. I think there's going to be, when we get done with this list, if we're so inclined to get all the names, I think there's going to be a lot more linebackers on this list. And
yeah,
I would strongly consider this guy. I'm not going to say in the first round. The second round, I think, is going to be, he's just that good. I mean, I just don't know how much depth there really, really is as a linebacker because there's a lot of guys that are shorter, hurt. You know, this guy might be somebody when you start to talk about complete type players, man, you might have to grab this guy at 56. You might have to do that if you're that interested in a linebacker that I think makes a ton of plays.
We have talked a lot about Jonathan Brooks at Texas and him being a potential fit here. He is going to be a 30 visitor here for the Cowboys. Let's look at some of the other running backs that are on this list, though, because they're very clearly, if you look at this visit list, they're hunting running backs as well. Yeah. I'll start with the guy that I like more than anybody else seems to, and that's Braylon Allen, the running back out of Wisconsin. big guy, 6'2", 245. I mean, massive dude. I think that you see the frame that can withstand, like, you know, the heavy bell cow type carries. I don't think that's the type of player that he'd be, but I mean, he can handle whatever workload you want to give him. I think the strength, the balance, and the footwork for a guy his size is really impressive. I think the way that he, you know, sees holes and is decisive and gets to me, it's very reminiscent. I know I've made the easy comparison before, but it's very reminiscent to me of James Conner. The only issue with Allen is when you're 6'2 and you're that size, you need to pass protect better than you do. And he's obviously not going to be a quick footed athlete. He's not going to win any sprints to the end zone, but I really, really like Braylon Allen. I know you are not as high on him, but I think he is a really good 1-2 punch type of runner to add to your backfield.
Yeah. There's not much flash or wiggle, more straight line. But he's got a lot of power to his game. I don't think he could really sustain long runs. I think that's something that a good initial burst, and then he tends to slow down. He plays like a bully more than anything else. He does catch the ball well enough. He doesn't fight it or struggle when it's thrown his direction, but his stiffness might limit how much you really want to do that with him. But I love the toughness. That's impressive. I don't think the elusiveness isn't. So I'm more of a Brooks from Texas, Trey Benson, I know from Florida State, is a guy that I really, really like a lot. There's so many different names of these backs.
Let's circle around over to Bucky Irving. Where do you have Bucky Irving from Oregon? Where do you have him in your stack of running backs? I have him sixth.
Yeah, let me look at my
Bucky Irving is and just his combine numbers really quickly while you're pulling that up.
Yeah.
5'9", 192, 4.55 40 speed, 29.5 inch vertical, 9-7 broad. Not the explosiveness that you would hope to see from somebody a little smaller, a little lighter. But I mean, look, he is a guy who plays with really good instincts. I think the vision's really good. He doesn't, you know, get knocked down easily. He can, you know, make his way through contact with solid contact balance. But I think that overall they're serious athletic limitations here, especially when coupled with that size, that would have him below some other backs for me. But I don't hate him as a running back. I've got him in the third round. I have him behind Brooks, Benson, Allen, Estime, and Lloyd.
Yeah, I've got it the other way. I got him in the third as well. I've got, when you start to talk about, I love Lloyd from USC. I know he's 5'8", he's over 200 pounds. I think there's a lot you can do with him. I love Wright from Tennessee as another guy. Then I have Allen, then I have Irving. So I have those four guys. So he would be number number six on my running back stack right now. Brooks, Benson, Lloyd, Wright, Allen, Irving would be my six guys.
And what is it that you, what do you like about Bucky Irving? Given, obviously, I mean, when you see some of the athletic testing and you see the size that he comes in at, there are some limitations there. But like I said, he brings some really intriguing traits to the table. And, you know, I think the vision and the instincts and the contact balance, I think those are all really big pluses with him.
Yeah, I think he'll surprise you with how tough he runs between the tackles. Because he's not the tallest guy. You mentioned it, Bob, 5'9", 192. But, I mean, he will lower his shoulder and he will plow ahead when asked to do so. He's got some strength to his game. He's got some density to his body, low center of gravity. You see tacklers bounce off him, change of direction with the ball in his hands. He could get out of trouble this way. I don't see long or home run speed to his game. And I don't see him as a threat every time he touches the ball. But as a pass catcher, he's outstanding. And he's very comfortable doing that. His size does limit him some as a pass protector. I think you're going to need to have another back to split time with him. I don't know if he could be your featured guy.
Yeah.
But I think the toughness is something that I really appreciate about him.
Now, let's finish up with this 1A before we go to the mailbag. We've talked about a couple different positions here. The one receiver that's on this list so far that we've seen reported, Josh Edwards at CBS Sports, who covers the NFL draft and the Kentucky football landscape, is reporting that Malachi Corley at Western Kentucky is a visitor for the Cowboys. And Corley is a guy who, I mean, the easy comparison people keep giving him is Deebo Samuel. That's the one that he's most consistently got. It's funny. Is he always the best when it comes to contested catches? No, he could be better there. I think he could improve as a route runner. I don't think he's a bad one, but he could improve. Mm-hmm. But man, the thing with him is you remember the old, Joseph Randall line about meat on the bone.
Yeah.
When the ball gets in his hands, he will get you everything possible. There's not going to be a lot that he leaves on the bone with Malachi Corley. So I would love to see him in an offense like this one that tries to get the ball out quickly and get the ball in playmakers' hands.
Yeah, I mean, he was originally a cornerback that was shifted to wide receiver. And so he's got elite athletic skills, the movement. He is one of the best receivers, Bobby, I've seen in this draft when it comes to run after catch. And we've got several of them. Pearsall, those guys at, you know, Pearsall at Florida is another one. McConkey at Georgia, another really good run after catch. But this guy's a nightmare to bring down in the open field. He has running back power with receiver elusiveness is what he's got. The balance, the vision, he's going to punish defenders with his running style. I think his hands are top shelf. I really, really do. It's outstanding when he snatching the ball on the move away from his body, the catch radius with his hands. There's some instincts as a route runner. He'll carry his route no matter where it goes. The coaches do a really nice job of getting him the ball in space. Love the way he catches the ball on the move. He can make the tough adjusting catches. But the toughness, I mean, you could see it in this background of his game, you know, the defensive side of him, that background, and you could see it in his game, but his overall skills, I mean, it's so solid in so many different areas.
Yeah. And where would he stack up for you? This is obviously a loaded receiver class. What receiver is he for you on your rankings?
I have Coleman from, this is second round receivers, Coleman from Florida State, Mitchell from Texas, Corley from Western Kentucky.
Okay, so I have him. I have him as my seventh receiver. I've got Harrison, Neighbors, and Odunze in the first round, and then I have Keon Coleman at Florida State, Ladd McConkey at Georgia, A.D. Mitchell at Texas, and then it's Corley at Western Kentucky.
My LSU bias has me having Brian Thomas up there, but he would be the seventh guy on my board.
Okay, and that's where he's at for me. He's seventh receiver. Different guys, different, you know, ice cream flavors and stuff like that, sure, right there. But ultimately, having the same spot. All right, so those are some of the visitors. Hopefully, we'll have some more that we can talk about here in the future. Again, we're getting very close to draft day here for the Dallas Cowboys. You're listening to the Love of the Star podcast. The Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.